Because y'all are falling behind and y'all have not been able to make the right kind of special education progress. But the very same people are $2 billion behind on state funding for special education. Make it make sense, y'all. Make that shit make sense. I can't make any sense of it, you know, because there's so many other ways that this could be addressed. One of the things that TA takeover opponents have been arguing was that public school districts across the state are being held to strict standards without adequate funding to meet them. And that's exactly the case. There's actually proof in the pudding. Beyond special education, what are some other programming things that the TEA or Governor Abbott could have implemented to, like, address this, right? I mean, there's a lot of money that's being spent in Texas, personally, that just, like, you could use that money to actually help foster the growth in education, but they're not. They know exactly what they're doing. Like, this is, to honestly, I asked the listeners this, do you feel like this is a school-to-prison pipeline? You take away libraries and you make a designated disciplinary area in the same place? Like, why not keep the libraries and make other disciplinary areas? I mean, they already have alternative schools. That's what they're called, right? Like, when students are removed from the school and put in alternative learning centers based on behavioral issues, right? So why escalate it and remove libraries where it's literally free reading for students that may not have access to other forms of public libraries in those neighborhoods? Like, you're actually at school, you have buses that take you there for free, you don't have to rely on your mom and dad's transport, especially if they're working two or three jobs just to keep food on the table. So you actually have a place where you can just go in and check out books for free to learn and shit? Come on, y'all. Take away libraries? It's fucking insane. And so, like, what are some other ways that we could be spending money, or they could be spending money in Texas? Not like this. Not at all. But instead, again, they want to hold the school district to standards when they're not getting the funding to actually meet those standards. Instead, they're spending money on, like, weird razor buoys in the Rio Grande River to stop immigration? Governor Abbott. I mean, it's absolutely trash. So for those who don't know, the same guy, the same nigga who had the TEA take over the HISD is the same guy who installed a floating buoy barrier in the Rio Grande. And this is without, like, federal authorization. The whole point of this floating buoy barrier is to stop immigration, to deter migrants from crossing the Rio Grande. First of all, the Rio Grande is already extremely hard to cross because it's a pretty crazy river. So instead, you're going to put up these buoys. So it's like, they're like round orange buoys that I would say are, like, you know, they're kind of people sized, but they're supposed to impede people from coming across. I mean, it feels honestly like the same shit of building the wall, right? Like, it's not even fully across the river. It's just kind of on it. It's in a small place. It's in the middle of the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, right? And it doesn't help. It really doesn't help secure the border if that's what they're actually trying to do, you know. Instead, it's just violent and it's gross. So Governor Abbott is spending lots of money to stop immigration when instead we could be focusing on education in Houston. But no, we're not going to focus on that. We're going to fire the diverse board of trustees, the superintendent, have it been taken over by Mike Morath, and now we're going to remove libraries. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And it hurts my heart being a Houston native, you know. It's like a lot of things that happen in Texas are are just backwards. Like, I mean, you swear Texas and Florida are in a knockout, drag-out fight for who can be the worst fucking state to their citizens. And this is one of them. I mean, students need access to libraries. They really, really do, and especially in schools that are already struggling. So what is the solution here, right? Is the solution actually to take away free, you know, free and available books to students? Because you're not just creating learning centers, you're punishing students who need the access to those books and everything. And again, you should be spending more money on resources that could be helpful, like free lunches for students. I'm like, I don't know about y'all, but hangry is an actual term that is used. So you can have students who are absolutely fucking hungry and they're acting out, or they are getting a little bit of food, but it's not nutritional. It's not the type of food that they need to actually form, to actually be willing participants in classrooms and stuff like that. So it's just, it's crazy. And it's something that I wanted to bring up today just so people know that, like, there are some things that make the news and some things that don't. And the fact that 28 schools that are already struggling will be unfortunately deeply impacted by this. And one of the things that I think a lot of people forget about is that while it seems so far away, and if you're in Houston, you're listening, you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, my kids aren't in HISD, you know, my kids aren't part of the Houston school district. We live outside of Houston, so, you know, this is in the Pacney, but it does. It does impact you, because if the TEA can do this to HISD, they can do other things to your school district. They can do other things to undermine your child's education. And let alone that, these students that are at these schools that will no longer have libraries are your kids' peers. You may think that they're not, because they don't live in your neighborhood, they don't eat the same food that you do, they don't have the same clothes that you do, but they are your peers. They're growing up alongside your child in the same city, in the same culture, in the same realm. And you have to ask yourself, what do these sorts of programs breed? You know, you take away educational resources for students who already desperately need it. You punish, you create punish centers, which God knows, where's the oversight? How do we know for a fact that these quote unquote learning centers will actually be useful and readily available? How do we know that they'll be used for their intended purposes and not instead just a place for black and brown students to be isolated and away from learning more, instead of maybe in a therapy center or with a counselor? And so you take away educational resources, you isolate them, you don't have other programs that can help implement their learning or success, after school programs, all of that. You slowly start to you disenfranchise them even more so than they are now. You're building up resentment, you're building anger, you're building a type of person who feels like the world is against them, and it is. So that child, who then becomes an adult who feels like the world is against them, is in the same city as your quote unquote untouched child, your untouched family. And that's sad. And resentment and non-education built what? It built anger. And we want to move away from that in this country, right? There's always this talk about this big divide and that the government is trying to divide us, and, you know, it's Republicans versus Democrats and all that. And it's like, well, I mean, they're not trying to. They are, but not in the way that you're thinking. It's not some wokeness that's dividing us. It's actively punishing people for being in destitute situations already and dividing them, when in fact, it's all of us who are being punished in this way. Happiness, when you have a society that is happy together, that is flourishing together, that holds each other up, you have less instances of crime. You have less instances of violence and anger. I mean, you look at other countries who have great social networks, great social nets that catch people when they fall, and their crimes are just way lower. They're way, way lower. And so It's just completely disheartening. And on top of that, this is happening in a state where abortions are practically illegal. So you're forcing people to carry pregnancies through who definitely have no way of getting out of the state to have abortions. So you force them to have children in these neighborhoods where now they're going to be in these schools that don't have libraries. I mean, it's a compounding thing. So it hurts my heart to see things like this happen in a state that I'm from, because I'll always be proud of growing up and being from Houston. But I, at one point in time, I thought to myself, okay, well, you know, I live in the Bay Area now, but maybe one day I will go back, right? Like, I will go live in Texas. And it's just these policy changes that have such a strong ripple effect throughout Texas and the rest of the country that makes it impossible. And it's sad. And so I'm hoping that, I always have hope that things will change. I have people there who are still voting for change and still fighting the good fight. And I gotta say, if you're listening, I'm proud of y'all for remaining there. I said, fuck it, I'm out this bitch. And I moved to California, and I look back. I can't say I haven't looked back. I will continue to look back because I still go back there to visit family. But thank you guys for fighting the good fight out there. And just for the rest of the world, for the Bay Area listeners, like, just be conscientious. These things that happen in Texas, let's be real, I mean, they can happen anywhere. So be conscious, be aware, stay woke, and yeah, continue to fight the good fight. So let's go ahead and listen to some Houston music that I've curated for the rest of the episode. Let's listen to Welcome to Houston by Slim Thug, Zero, Lil O, Young Red, Paul Wall, and like the rest of the niggas in Houston that just exist. So let's get it.
City of game, piece of chains and swings, pop trunk and bang, yeah, I'm still here, man. Born and raised on the stair block, braids no dreadlocks, married to the hood, me and Cynic Wood wedlock. Acres home, my home, I'm an outside veteran, repping H-Town, smoking, sipping on some medicine. Ain't nobody better than the boss when I flow. Slim Thugger, motherfucker, still breaking boys out.
Got plenty cheese, plenty carrots, man, we looking like some caterers. And it's looking like you haters and you fakes is imitating. Shaded up, braided up, and I bet that truck be bladed up. And I'm still crawling on fire, so they ain't fading us. In the hood, I'm a grinder, wood on a vinyl. TV, VCR, I'm laid back with your mama. You ain't never seen a grinder that grind the way I grind, huh? Top on my drop, body's missing that little time, boys.
Candy painted with the gloss. You can hate, but that's the way a player flows. Still breaking boys, getting money's what I'm about. I'ma get it while these haters just talk. Still picking boys out. Gotta do it for the now. Gotta do it for my hustlers in the south. Still picking boys out. Still breaking boys out. When I do it, I'ma do it like a vow.
Still picking boys out. Boy, are you getting this grind? water with drink stains on the shirt. We ride swinging top blades just to break boys out. From South Park to the Southwest, all the way to that north. I'm talking Tidwell and Carverdale and Greens Point too. From Denver Harbor to West Airport, all the way to Channelview. We steady banging on this group. It's chopping like Kung Fu. Hit me on the 832. It's wow, wow.
No, tell my purpose so muddy that I can barely even drive. Blowing down trees like a category 5. Like Southside, Eastside, all the sunny side. I could walk these streets if I was blind. Tell my young red to give the future. Stars in my tank, swear to God, what's the children? Round the tables, bad, bad, this for you. To my own big coat, got
still,
some loot.
Still making boys out. Candy painted with the gloss. You can hate, but that's the way a player flows. Still making boys out. Getting money's what I'm about. I'ma get it while these haters just talk. Still making boys out. Gotta do it for the now. Gotta do it for my hustlers in the south. Still making boys out. Boys out. Still breaking boys out. And when I do it, I'ma do it like a boss. Still breaking boys out.
H-O to the U.S., T-O to the N. God bless me with $1 million pen. See the grind money gangsters with their hand in the air. That Sunnyside in South Park, I was raised out there. This is H-Time. Screwed up and slowed down. It's all love, homie. Keep rolling up the whole pine. Pull up in the monster. Just look at them hiding. Dunn Key, heart of the South, slab ride.
H-O-U-S-T-O-N-T-E-X-A-S. And go get it and come back with it until we take our last breath. From the city where I stadiums drive the top. Zero the crooked. My ghetto pants is good in any hood, any block they got. The white cup is for the codeine and a cigarette was for the cush. If you want it, we got it, cause that's not a product we don't push. We used to be the dirty south, now we so dirty, we feel dirty. So homie, you must be touching it wrong if you don't feel me.
You
don't feel
me. Candy painted with the gloss. You can hate, but that's the way a player flows. Still breaking boys out. Getting money's what I'm about. I'ma get it while these haters just talk. Still breaking boys out. Gotta do it for the now. Gotta do it for my hustlers in the south. Still breaking boys out. Still breaking boys out. And when I do it, I'ma do it like a boss. Still breaking boys out.
Time. This third ward talking, coming down the slab like the foes, crip walking. Together we stand, divided we fall. Yeah, north and the south, together we ball. Fuck that, nigga, it's a H-time thing. Let me see you touch the sky if you feeling me, man. Boss Hall, Corleone, Miggy, the Mike D, the Drink Man, Daddy, you know where to find me.
State to state, dog, I got him jacking the key. Six back and out the driveway, dropping the weed. Y'all know we do it big, like a freight liner rig. Got stashes full of cash where I keep the money here. Fresh to death, homie, how I came in the dope. Proud of shades on, smelling like a swing of a drone. Put your H's up, represent your city, bro. Count money, ice down like I'm in the video.
Boys out, can't be painted with the gloss. You can hate, but that's the way a player flows. Still breaking boys out, getting money's what I'm about. I'ma get it while these haters just talk. Still breaking boys out, gotta do it for the now. Gotta do it for my hustlers in the south. Still breaking boys out, still breaking boys out. When I do it, I'ma do it like a boss.
Welcome to the place I love, place I was. Raised to be a G and straight, came with thugs. Share my music slow and hold my H's up. Southwest SWAT, I know the real dudes and move birds. I'd go to school early, baby blue moon jersey. Riding around southwest side of my town, still repping my block, how you liking me now? It's in Sharpstown, praise with an A-leaf. Black and black stacking paper together, we stay deep as rock.
Yeah, king of the streets and the roam around Houston, riding foes. Boys spill a cheer for this duel. We need they curtains closed. I'm in a slab, but I'm tipping it like a platinum rose. Suicide make the doors presidential when they decide to close. They want the throne, but tell them haters that I got it. I got shot. I'm on the whistle whenever all the weeks of the blocks. I'm so here to be the true definition of me. Ain't no way you speak about
still,
the H without mentioning me. The truth.
Can be painted with the gloss. You can hate, but that's the way a player flows. Still breaking boys out. Getting money's what I'm about. I'ma get it while these haters. Still breaking boys out. Gotta do it for the now. Gotta do it for my hustlers in the south. Still breaking boys out. Still breaking boys out.
From H-Town, Southwest, stop, drop, and roll. If I chunk the dub up, the whole hood rock and roll. Braze war, war
Warfare, Club Creek, Spice Lane, West Belt for Fondrenelle, for Sam Piper, Stack Change. I'm so waste time, this codeine in my blood. And I done shot it out of war with the meanest of thugs. And you ain't never gotta ask if that's lean in my cup. I'm a triple OG, yes, you've seen it for what it's
now
love.
I'm from Port Arthur, Texas, 90 miles away. For the last 15 years, I've been repping my state. I knew the weird DJs, Rue Sip, right by the case. Eights over ice, straight product of the H. Southside, I never was no big socializer. With Bun, you can talk. I fuck with the boss. Like Thug and Prince, Sylvia, Ron, and Weiss. This game of pie, I don't want it all. I just need a slice.
Candy painted with the gloss. You can hate, but that's the way a player flows. Still breaking boys home. Getting money's what I'm about. I'ma get it while these haters just talk. Still breaking boys home. Gotta do it for the now. Gotta do it for my hustlers in the south. Still breaking boys home. Still breaking boys home. When I do it, I'ma do it like a boss. Still breaking boys home.
Pistol can't live home without it. Come from where you see a lot of bodies, but don't talk about it. Hard to find a plug, I middleman a package. On consignment, hookers, strippers, crackers, robbers, trappers, all in public housing. Uncle Bo was stealing from my granny. Can't leave shit around here. Roaches, rats, and ants inside my pantry. Can't leave food around here. Auntie Trish was asleep, I stole her car. And when I serving, robbing, grinding with my family through the struggle, hold them down regardless. Mama, daddy kicked me out at 15 while in renegade and moved into apartments with my granny. Started going crazy. Then my brother Ju moved in, he fresh up out the penitentiary. Whooped my ass, he made me to a man. I slank his cracking vacant. Auntie Trish was smoking up my weed, she used to work my patience. Every night I sneak off with her keys, I'm driving paper chase. One night we robbed an agent lady, led the police on pursuit. GD Corey riding, ripped me, letting shots go through the roof. 2 days later, HPD pulled up and questioned Auntie Trish. She knew I took her car and hit a lick, but she ain't tell them shit. They searched her car and let her go, they almost charged her for a Grammy. Never snitched, betrayed the family, but she always told my granny. My granny oldest son is Alvin Jr., call him Uncle Man. That's my favorite uncle. On occasion he smoked crack cocaine. Petty thief and junkie, but he always had my most respect. When I was six, I seen him stab a nigga and he bled to death. Wake up in the morning, load my pistol, can't live home without it. Come from where you see a lot of bodies, but don't talk about it. Hard to find a plug, I middleman a package. On consignment, hookers, strippers, crackers, robbers, trappers, all in public housing. Uncle Bo was stealing from my granny, can't leave shit around here. Roaches, rats, and ants inside my pantry, can't leave food around here. Auntie Trish was asleep, I stole her car. And when I serving, robbing, grinding with my family through the struggle, hold them down regardless. My uncle Bo, my granny, youngest son, he always doing extra moving for the summer. He was tired of living in the shelter, up all night and sleep all day. You never know his sleeping schedule. Gotta hide my money, dope and clothes, that nigga still whatever. Bo was damn near 50, posted on the block with all the youngsters. He too old for that, my granny said the streets gon' take him under. Always hitting places when I jugging with my older brother, till he lost his life. They shot him twice, he tried to take some bun. My cousin Pooh was Huntress, oldest son. That nigga never listened, gender with them pigeons. He got seen as 42 in prison. Certified killer, he the reason why I started cripping. Aggravated, robbing, stealing, killing, even shot some bitch. He turned me to a shooter, said nobody gonna blast it for me. Pooh, he was a savage. Uncle Bo, he raised a crash dumb. When I was 12, he got me high, my first time ever smoking grass. He caught his girlfriend cheating, grabbed a Glock and shot her in the ass. Wake up in the morning, load my pistol, can't live home without it. Come from where you see a lot of bodies, but don't talk about it. Hard to find a plug, I middleman a package. On consignment, hookers, strippers, crackers, robbers, trappers, all in public housing. Uncle Bo was stealing from my granny, can't leave shit around here. Roaches, rats, and ants inside my pantry, can't leave food around here. Auntie Trish was asleep, I stole her car. And when I serving, robbing, grinding with my family through the struggle, hold them down regardless.
Diamonds dance like a chill party. On my neck, Bugatti. So wet, it's a a pool party. She ride me like Ducati. Just enough juice on me for two bodies. Oh, Johnny, I only count that cash. I don't count no pool, nani. No stock clip, that's a ruler. Call me Chief Rick the Ruler. I'll get the pussy later, get the money sooner. That's your hoe, I'm gon' do her. She's in the Uber. Tell Cass to order that shit and order two hers. Cause I'm killing these niggas. Hillary billing these niggas. Hillary duffing these niggas. Got Benz and Duff on me, nigga. They like, what's up with Keith, nigga? He went Duff on me, nigga. And all these big ass earrings. Try me, we bust on the nigga. Pulled up in a hot car with a hot car, and we hot bust in a hot car. Hopped out in a hot car with a hot ice, and I gotta thank my mama. Count all this motherfucking green. And you know I gotta think I too. Only thing I worry about is waking up in the morning. 4 days said they gon' do. Bust on the nigga.
Try me, we bust.
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 Palms itching, I got money coming, I can feel it, Glock can seal it, hate and kill it, ice grill, chili, off the shoulders, hands quicker than a poker dealer, shout out to my shot I eat, aka the pig squealer, I don't dance, but my diamonds do, watch them twerk, VVS, G color, popping like a perp, diamonds flicker, fuck a swisher, roll up a goalie, swish a house, glow, gang, powwow, chief, keep, satellite supply, wrap it with a Keith coat, wax snake, tripping like a candy on a 6'4", ace time to shy time, screaming free Sergio, Robert D, go bang, 4-4, earlobe, icy diamonds, dancing like Sierra, TV Johnny got me clear, that's why your bitch staring, your grill don't shine like my grill, why is you comparing, I got diamonds twerking all on me, 312-713,
bust on the nigga,
try me with bust.
Bust on the neck.
I don't sell no syrup, I just sip it. Go get new jewelry, then I flip it. I stay well connected. This ain't cricket. They know my name from Chicago to Mississippi. And I just got a bag. Bought my bitch a new bag. And I ain't tryna brag, but that's why my pants sag. My pocket flooded like my bezel. It's fully loaded. Just turn your light off, I start glowing. As promoted. In my grill, I put them VVS's. My shit appraised. I put 20 racks up in my teeth to forget the days when the mic was off. Now every time I open up my mouth, you see me shining in the Midwest. But you know I'm from the South.
Bust on the neck.
Try me with bust.
C-Stone.
Bust on the neck.
Try me with bust.
BWMG.
Bust on the neck.
Diamond Boy.
Bust on the neck.
Try me with bust.
Bust on the neck.
Try me with bust.
Bust on the neck.
Try me with bust.
Nigga came down with the woman in the grill. Diamonds in my grill worth about a quarter mil. Pop another pill. Sanitary quill, take it like Advil. Lil' Bless bill for $100 bill. Hey, chase the Adderall with the alcohol. Big backwood, yeah, tell me when it fall. Smoking on the law, smoking on the fall. Busting down the wall, Niagara Falls. Everybody know what I do with a package. Trapping like a heathen, I'm a vegan with the cabbage. Hit it with the shake, put the season on the salad. Young and Frank, I'ma hide it in the attic. 84 volts, smoking all
fly like Pinocchio. You a slow poke, hit your dough with the okie doke. 36 souls, took the 9 like Romo. Trap house boom, I don't hand to hand promo. Serving that pressure, bagging up extra. Pills get pressed, K-roll stretcher. 4-5 total, OG smoker. Break down the Yoda, smelling like ammonia. Everybody know that I'm 5-2 Hoover. Trigger max on door, bow like Luger. Yellow bone Kruger, P90 Ruger. Drank Titanic, down the whole cruiser. Way up, bag up, stack up. Maxo, 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 Maxo. Pop another pill, pop another seal, pop another pill, pop another seal. Nigga came down with the woman in the grill. Diamonds in my grill worth about a quarter mil. Pop another seal, pop another pill, pop another seal, pop another pill. Santa Sarah Quill take it like Airville. Lil Bless Bill for $100 bill. Hey, G37, I feel fantastic. Glide 27, do a drill with the plastic. Young Prodigy, Mar B cause havoc. Selling broccoli, vacuum seal up the package. Hail Mary play with the cage, I'm adding. Trey Pound waste, no case, what happened? Southwest murder block crew was cracking. Pimp a hoe, kick a dough, trapping and jacking. Trapping, no capping, rapping and stacking. All like motor, Fuego soda. Coke, no cola, stretch like yoga. Neck bipolar, frissy boulder. Way up, bag up, stack up. Maxo, 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 Maxo. Pop another pill, pop another seal, pop another pill, pop another seal. Nigga came down with the woman in the grill. Diamonds in my grill worth about a quarter mil. Pop another seal, pop another pill, pop another seal, pop another pill. Santa Sarah Quill take it like Airville. Lil Bless Bill for $100 bill. Hey.
Gorilla in here, man. Young Dino in here with Trey D and Slab. We represent this to the fullest, man. AKs loaded in cog, banana clips ready to peel on his palm.
Y'all niggas better run, we ready for war. This ain't no game, we off the chain, I'm playing it raw. Speaking my name, you better quit for you lose your jaw. It's LAB, that's on my life, we ready for war. Y'all niggas better run, we ready for war. This ain't no game, we off the chain, I'm playing it raw. Speaking my name, you better quit for you lose your jaw. It's LAB, that's on my life, we ready for war.
Who gon' represent for Texas like I represent for Texas? And who this nigga talking down on Dirty South? Niggas rapping, reckless, scared. Took him out of the hotel, cause we roast Wayne, roast well. I browse and jowls, so with my presence, Mr. Hotel. I'm a motherfucking murderer. You the wankster popping that gangster shit on the radio when it's disturbing ya. Big Mo, nigga, that's my big dog. And my love ain't never gon' withdraw. So we clicked up, coming to get y'all. My nigga, y'all sent you the bitch. I'm a soldier. These niggas ain't never gon' learn. Fucking with the five, bitch, nigga, you freezing, then you burn. This is MOE. Murder with everything in front of us. And can't nobody stop it because the Reapers coming to cancel every one of us. And it's all gravy. All of my niggas are hard, plus we all crazy. Wishing I could be a peaceful man and hoping that the Lord save me. Fuck a nigga named 50 Cent, shoot nothing but change. I'm a whole dollar nigga hanging, running your brain.
Look in the 50 C, smoke die, so die. We gorilla mob, mom figures representing. And we here to do the job. Got my stopper nigga shoes on in case I get dirty. Cause man, it's going down in the 30. It's World War 30. Fuck President Bush, if he was closer to the edge, then I'd give him a push and do this whole world a favor. Hey there, howdy neighbor. Shit, I'm sorry I took so long to save ya. I was getting my dick sucked by my secretary. She asked me my sign, I told her bitch Perry. I stay on Barbarian Scott, 4,000 block. I paint the White House black and start reading it.
Now in this underground game, come on, I'm rolling with slab. Black H2 Hummers when we holding the app. Got an itchy trigger finger when I'm holding my strap. Nigga, they call me Hitman.
Don't get your wig pushed back.
Man, some of these niggas is bitches too. Steady ride my dick like bitches do. You a gangster, a hoe, nigga, which is you? Archie Lee been real before I had a crew. Get it right, don't get it wrong. Got stays in the zone, plus my piece got yellow stone. Like I stayed on the stone. I spit that hood shit, that wood shit. Herschel Wood for life, straight matter of fact, it's all good, bitch.
Game was saying my name, but now my clock is fully loaded and ready to aim. It's LAB until I'm on it, I'm ripping it strong. You don't wanna see these gorillas running up in your home. Everybody better clear the block when the lights off. I set it off with a Ruger ride for the cost. And fuck the law, I'm a mask till I'm finished and done. And when it's all said and done, I'ma be number one. And I bet that I'm a soldier, not a folger. I done told ya, niggas getting ran over in a Rover. Trent forever staying sober like a Jehovah. With this, I'm at your door, bro.
from y'all niggas better run, be ready for war. This ain't the way, we off the chain and playing it raw. Speaking my name, you better quit before you lose your jaw. It's LAP, that's on my life, be ready for war. Y'all niggas better run, be ready for war. This ain't the way, we off the chain and playing it raw. Speaking my name, you better quit before you lose your jaw. It's LAP, that's on my life, be ready for war. Ready for war.
Let's take it to the streets. And one of you motherfuckers got beef, I will feed you with heat. Get the 9mm fitted up in my dinner on my creek. Who that wanna do that, bitch, I'll come through that, then sweep up that street. I'm a motherfucking genius, bitch, you gon' listen to me when I speak. Ain't got no time to try to be friendly. Motherfuckers must be in limit. Move around, bitch, before you feel me. We smoke them and choke them. Then fire your motherfucker just like Oka. The game is now over. Be the next episode, this cast on all paper. Oh, you playing with me, boy? Want the nigga pop a weaver, then we break y'all. We ain't barring no law. Slap rugged the bus, been playing the game, bitch, we ready for war. Anybody running up is bound to get scored. D-O-U-G-I-R, drop a bomb upon you, bitch, it's going hard.
These niggas be clicks and they talking down on the G-ass nigga. Sweet P-ass nigga. Fuck around and catch the heat ass nigga. Beefing with me, a nigga named me, you silly rabbits. Finna see a gorilla thriller. We'll kill a nigga in these H-time streets. Ready for war, boy, we war. I thought I told you, cats. Who was the nigga that had the bus and make the crowd move back? Never slacking or lacking. Still attacking like I'm Saddam. Set it off like the church that's going off on your alarm. I'm doing harm, nigga. We swarm on any and every hater in sight. Fuck around and call a nigga city. Steady, turning off your lights. Night lights gon' get burned. Fucking with paper that I earned. Slap, glad he ain't no hatin'. See, you cats gon' learn.
It's J-Tom, motherfuckers, and like they don't know the name. From the Wild Wild West, looking like Jesse James. Dog, better get the fuck back for a fuck around and leave a nigga flat with a cardiac heart attack. Slug stuck off in your back. See, I ain't trippin', man. I'm one of them young gorillas that's stacking shredder, slash a killer, cause I'm a made nigga. You don't make it hard on, a straight click on. I've been a Jerry since the day that I left home.
One of these motherfuckers finna see. I'll be slinking with a fake kid all the way back, still spittin' with tea. One of them rap games, but I'm an arms, me and my clique be ready for war. You better get your entourage, so you get kinda close to your car, or you get a 44 to your jaw. Ain't no lip boxing, we raw. If you really think that we playin', step in the ring so you can get scored. Gorillas ready for havoc, on the mission to let you have it. To tell the truth, I didn't have it. This game is really finna get tragic, I ain't having it. When I bust it on first and 10, I'ma be rushing till the nigga left with concussions, bringing the end of discussion, dog. You don't wanna get me pissed off or ticked off. Your ass is finna get pissed on, not pissed on, but clicked on. For stepping inside my zone.
50 Cent, baby, that's nothing but chump change. Shooting slugs at my partner, disrespecting the game. So feel this verbal cocaine. Your whole tape was trash. Not a whole screwed up click, gon' beat that ass. So when you come next time, don't hide behind your circle. We gon' tear the club up, leave both your eyes purple. Hurt you, bitch, nigga, that's from the boss man. I'm known for slapping boys, knocking them out with my hands. Understand, hot iron and show some respect. We clicked up in here with knives hanging round my neck. I'm a cold-blooded killer, do a murder for the price. So call my ambulance and put this bitch up on some ice.
You better run, be ready for war. This ain't no game, we off the chain, playing it raw. Speaking my thing, you better quit for you lose your jaw. It's LAP, that's on my life, be ready for war. Y'all niggas better run, be ready for war. This ain't no game, we off the chain, I'm playing it raw. Speaking my name, you better quit for you lose your jaw. It's LAP, that's on my life, be ready for war. Ready for war.
2K3, SLAB, slow line is banging in your motherfucking face, in your motherfucking trunk. Hell nah, it ain't gonna stop, nigga. We don't know how to stop. So shit, we just gonna keep going. And matter of fact, this whole ass nigga 50 Cent, bitch, you ain't nothing but 2 quarters, nigga. We made change out of your bitch ass, nigga. We hold dollar bills around this bitch. Holding. Ain't a goddamn thing stolen. Big Mo, that's my motherfucking digger for LAFE. So fuck you niggas till you DEAD. Run up on us if you want a nigga. Get your bitch ass slid into a motherfucking coma. Yeah, nigga, like H.A. Dub K say, nigga, we ain't gonna play. We got the motherfucking K, we ready to spray with no delay. Feel me, nigga, Mo City, Texas, till a nigga gone. Forever rolling with my grown.
He was once a thug from around the way.
Slim Thugger, motherfucker.
The number one rule is you gotta stay strapped. Cause in a given minute you can take that long nap. I roll with gorillas, killers and the killers. Cause when I'm on stage, that's the only fool spillers. Real trill niggas, let me see your hands. I do this for the streets, I ain't tryna make you dance. Roll solo, I don't need no friends. Still flip that lack, I don't need no bins. And all of or get their ass beat. Boss hog, outlaws, roll like the mob. Everybody paid cause we stays on our job. Drop in GT, a blessing from the Lord. So haters don't be mad at me, blame it on God. I'm coming out hard, the mother boy south. So I'ma hold it down for the H and that north. Brand new jewelry, look what I bought. Still running from the feds, I ain't never get caught. She say she wanna you need a thug in your life. Well, come on over here, I can feel your appetite. Take you back to the crib and beat it all night. She say she love thug, cause thugger beat it good. A man pay them bills, but thugger keep it hood. And I ain't gotta say it, it's already understood. I take you for a ride, you can slide on my wood. I pick up and shake up and down like dice. Sweet like cake, make me wanna take a slice. I ain't tryna take advantage, but take my advice. Take a break from the fakes, get a thug in your life. She say she wanna
niggas mobbing, screaming, fuck the institution. Hella stupid robbing, shooting. If we meet, it's execution. Flipping bitches like gymnastics, she gon' let me chop and screw it. Got that work for distributions, and he's weeding Whitney Houston. We be iPhone files like Siri while you faggot niggas boosting. And we pull out the Titanics, and you faggot niggas cruising. And we sit by the Titanic, hold 2 liter, pour a cruiser. We be catching every fade and shaving domes like Carlos Boozer. Yeah, dudes getting flushed like the girl restroom. Can't pause my shine, press start, resume. I smoke on dope, get high. I like the moon, I get off dope, we tap mushroom. Max so so cool, green gang them dudes. Respect my crew, end up on the news. We rob for shoes and beef with crews. The police don't know what to do. Some young ass niggas mobbing, screaming, fuck the institution. Hella stupid robbing, shooting. If we meet, it's execution. Flipping bitches like gymnastics, she gon' let me chop and screw it. Got that work for distributions, and it's weed in Whitney Houston. Foes tipping like the 40-year-old virgin. Up and honest, gripping grain and blowing chronic. Shooting rocket, astro comment. Catch me dead, stocking soul, swapping Nike air polish, leaning niggas like hot pot to nuts. Trigonometry, I solved it. Don't know how you can't get that shit. 2 Glocks on my side with a 30 clip with the hammer turned. I'ma let it rip. Blue flag on the left, cause niggas still a clip like a free toe bag. Your man's get chipped, make it free toe lay. I ain't talking about your chip. Get off that dough, nigga, brick by brick. Stay strapped with a fanny pack on my hip. And we be under radar with surveillance. Start rapping out with apparent transparent. Seeing through these sellouts like a Christmas clearance. Stamping still a dope. Sending Bravo on Crowell commended. Floating through the net like a motherfucker. Bad midden, young ass niggas mobbing, screaming, fuck the institution. Hella stupid robbing, shooting. If we meet, it's execution. Flipping bitches like gymnastics, she gon' let me chop and screw it. Got that work for distributions, and it's weed in Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston.
Smoking on the go, swish a blow, let the reefer smoke. Smoking on the go, swish a blow, let the reefer smoke. Hella guns, I told. Hella guns, people smoke. Hella guns, I told.
Loken, tippin', chiefin', KCG, we get into it. Posted with a Puerto Rican, she gon' suck it, swallow, chew it. I'ma break her walls like Jericho and get that ass a bruising. When that pussy get expired, she come to me to renew it. I be smoking, popping drugs, selling drugs, busting drugs. I'm a thug from the dub, fuck the cops and the judge.
I be shooting, busting subs at the club just because I don't give a fuck, nigga. What trick or bust? It's a must. Just some young ass niggas mobbing, screaming, fuck the institution. Hella stupid, robbing, shooting. If we meet, it's execution. Flipping bitches like gymnastics. She gon' let me chop and screw it. Got that work for distributions. Danny's weed and Whitney Houston. Whitney
smoking on the dope. Swish a blow. Let the reefer smoke. Smoking on the dope. Swish a blow. Let the reefer smoke. Hella gun, I told. Get your people smoke. Hella gun, I told. Get your people smoke.
Welcome back to Black on Black on Black. Here with D Fantastic, and that was Whitney Houston by Maxo Cream. Maxo Cream is fire. He is definitely one of my favorite newer Houston rappers. He dropped his like main album back in 2018. Called Punkin. That was his debut album. He's actually right around my age. He's born in 1990, so he's 33, just a year older than me. And he's actually pretty great. He's got some really cool and fantastic, like, honest lyricism, just kind of about his experience in Houston, growing up in South West Houston, which is actually like kind of where I'm from. He's got some really fantastic stuff, and his beats are fantastic, as well as just, I just like listening to hearing him talking about just shit, right? Just what he's done, what his friends have done, and all that sort of stuff. So definitely a big shout out to Maxo Cream if you're out there. Huge fan of yours. I've been waiting to see you live at some point in time. And I would definitely not miss that show. Oh, and for those who kind of want to get into him, the first thing that he did that really, really kind of popped him off. It's older, but for those who know Kendrick Lamar's Rigor Mortis, that freestyle is fire. But Maxo ended up doing his own remix of Rigor Mortis. It's on YouTube, so you can look up Maxo. It's M-A-X-O, Cream, K-R-E-A-M. Look up Rigor Mortis, which is R-I-G-A-M-O-R-T-U-S on YouTube. You should definitely check that out. You will fall in love with this guy. But yeah, so speaking of Texas, again, for those who are just new to Black on Black on Black, one of the things that we like to do is talk about what the fuck is going on, especially in the Black community. So, oh Lord, as it always seems to happen, police just be on that bullshit, man. So, this past week, police in Frisco, Texas. So Frisco is a city north of Dallas, Texas. Police in Frisco pull guns on a family because they mistook their rental car for a stolen vehicle. So here's the story, y'all. So you got a family. They're coming from Little Rock, Arkansas, and they, I believe, are going to a basketball tournament in Grapevine. And Grapevine is also a suburb outside of Dallas. And so these cops pull them over in a high-risk stop because a Frisco officer ran the car's plates as being from Arizona instead of Arkansas, leading police to believe that it was stolen, and according to their body camera video and all this sort of stuff released by the police. So what happened was a police officer, or so they say, a police officer saw their black Dodge Charger with an out-of-state license plate, right? Leaving a hotel. They ran a check on the vehicle's license plate, and according to the Frisco police, which again, them niggas always be lying, so take this what it is. When entering the information, the officer mistakenly entered the plate as being from Arizona instead of Arkansas, causing an incorrect registration return and leading the officer to believe that the vehicle was possibly stolen. So they do this whole high-risk traffic stop on the Dallas North Tollway, waiting for backup officers to arrive. Like, they call backup on this quote-unquote stolen vehicle, and the police are closing down lanes and shit, which is apparently a standard procedure for stolen vehicles. So they have one stolen vehicle, not making erratic movements. They're closing down fucking lanes, y'all, and pull guns on this family. So a mom, her husband, their son, and nephew, they get out of the car. The boys are like 12 and 13 years old. And they literally are like have guns in people's faces. The mother is crying. The husband is just like, I don't know what's going on. Please, like, please release us. We are going to a basketball tournament. Like, what is happening? And so apparently the dialogue was this. Another officer asked the officer, did you run that out of Arkansas? The officer says, oh, I did. AR, right? So an officer who's also pointing a gun to these children handcuffed one of the kids, and the mom is like screaming out like, oh my God, like what are you doing to my son and all of that. And the officer who made the typo says, wait, AR is Arkansas, right? No, not quite. It's Arizona though. Anyways, so the officer then realizes, I made a mistake. So this family gets ripped out of their car, guns pointed at them. Children are literally being handcuffed and brought over and detained in the car. The mother is crying. The husband is freaking out. And that's when they realize, oh, wait, it was a human error. And they keep saying that. So when the Frisco Police Department, I've been questioned about this. They keep saying, oh, it was a human error. This is our bad. You know, let's just move on. So obviously the family gets released and all that. But holy shit. Human errors are still fucking dangerous. This isn't like some game that we're playing, you know. And if you watch the body camera footage, you hear one of the officers that are pointing a gun at this family saying, if you reach your hands in the car, we'll shoot you. So you're confused, you're freaked out, you thought you were going to a basketball tournament, and instead you're looking death in the face, because that's what it feels like when you are a black person staring a police officer in the face. For the most part, you are looking at, like, you're looking at what possibly could be the end of your life. We've seen it too many times ourselves. So, like, you're looking at death in the face all because of a human error. Yeah, human error fucking kills people. So that's not some excuse, you know? So the family gets let go. Luckily, no physical harm is done to them, but the emotional trauma is just absolutely horrifying. And it's just, it's sad. And again, Frisco is just, they keep driving home, this is a human error, like, that's okay. It's not okay. It's never okay. You literally pull over this car with backup vehicles, and you see a family in it, you know, a mom, a dad, and two kids, and your thoughts are gun, instead of, oh, wait, does this look like a stolen, does this look like what people who steal vehicles, does this look like a normal situation for stolen cars, which is that profiling, maybe, you know, but you have to ask yourself, you know, they're supposed to be making decisions that are indicative of, okay, does it look like a situation where a stolen vehicle would be transported and stuff, right? A family, probably, you know, dressed in basketball shorts and shit, leaving a hotel. I don't know. But, I mean, it's just, it's horrifying. And I'm so, so thankful that the family got away physically unscathed. Yes, they will have to deal with the trauma of this for the rest of their life. I've been fortunate enough to never have had a gun pointed at me. But I cannot imagine what that family is going through. And it's just, it's another one of those things, y'all. It's just another one of those things that black people, we have to deal with. Just existing is a crime. And being held and just being held liable for something that we didn't do. Just being held liable for being black, I guess, with our families and traveling and trying to give our kids the experience that they want to. Give them the good basketball sporting experience that they should, so that they can feel empowered as they grow up, right? Like, everyone wants that for their kids. And this is the result? Getting pulled over, having backup cops on your ass, and detaining one of your children? I can't imagine. I mean, I can, but it's just as painful. It's always so, so sad to hear. So for all of us who have some shred of empathy, you know, I ask that you give the family, you know, just positive vibes, prayers, whatever you've got, because this is going to impact them for the rest of their lives. You know, will they be looking over the shoulders? Will they be constantly on edge around other cops if they weren't already before as a black family? Absolutely, for sure. I think I always say this, but for, you know, people of color and other marginalized communities like the LGBTQ community, if you get pulled over by a cop, I mean, you should always get your phone out, and you don't have to point it at them. Just put it on record, at least, just so the interaction can be recorded that way. Because luckily they got this footage on body cameras, but we know them niggas will absolutely hold that footage forever, and they will also, you know, never release it. So, anyways, that happened in Frisco. And it just goes to show for anyone out there who's like, oh, yeah, you know, racism is dead. It's not. It's alive and well. And I just hope and pray that one day, we can move past this proto-fascist, horrible system that we have that empowers these fucking assholes and blue to abuse their power and leave people with scars that they can't even see. Side note, one of my favorite interactions with police was, I was hanging out with my mom. We went to go get a new phone and Verizon. And I was a teenager. And we pull into Verizon. We go get the phone. I come out. My car can't start, right? Right next to me is a police car. And there's two police officers in the vehicle. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I just need a jump, right? Okay, got to get a jump. Obviously, something's going on with the battery. It's in Texas, so batteries die faster because of the extreme climate. And so go over there and I'm like, hey, you know, sorry to bug y'all, because they were on their computer thing, and I was like, hey, can you guys just kind of give me a jump? They look at me and they were like, we're busy. I was like, fucking bastards. All cops are bastards. But just my, that's one of my favorite, more silly, non, you know, that wasn't a traumatizing experience. It was just like reaffirming that they're the absolute worst. But yeah, that was a nice affirmation that protect from who? I have no idea, but serve? Absolutely not. They don't do either one of those things for the average person. So anyways, back to some amazing, just outstanding music that I would like for you to hear from the lovely state of Texas, and mostly from Houston, Texas. Let's get into it. Let's listen to Sittin' Sideways by Paul Wall and Big Pokey.
Wow, baby, it's the people's champ. I'm something like a bowler. The candy paint dripping out for the old school Impala. I'm with that big bank Hank, that Poppy Joe and box. Trunk bump like chicken pox. Turn the bass up just a notch. You see them blades chopping. You see that trunk popping. Hoes that diss me in the club. The same hoes in the parking lot bopping. They see me in the Jag, acting bad with T. Ferris. Open mouth and showcase ice, and you gon' see about 20 carrots. I'm with the goo, you 15900. In the Tahoe, 124s. I'm the truth, I got that glow. I'm out there switching house with Archie Lee and Kuda Bang. Sitting sideways on Swain, the candy paint dripping off the frame. You see me acting bad, I'm showing out and pulling stunts. Say cheese and show my fronts. It's more carrots than bucks when it's lunch. It's powwow, baby. I got it made, I got a cup full of that oil, and I'm paid. Plus, I'm sitting sideways. What it do? I'm on the block, posted up like a mailbox. Stanging licks on the grind, putting money in my socks. A legend in the hood for gold grills and popping seals.
bills. A icon on the mic for showcasing my verbal skills. I'm in the club posted up with some gangbangers, still flipping the old school candy Cadillac on swingers. I got a styrofoam white cup full of that drink, looking for that dank. My hustle game sharp as a shank. Big bank take little bank, 84s and candy paint, trying to find some honey love. My Mackin game is top rank. These hoes peeping me, ear hustling on the side, eavesdropping my conversation, trying to figure which car I drive. I'm on the scene strapped up like I was